This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
When a prominent foreign businessman faces jail time in China.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California and is supported by Nuance Power PDF, designed for easy implementation to accurately convert, combine, and collaborate on business documents. Nuance.com/PowerPDF. PDF uncompromised.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the global perspective on business and economics. Chinese authorities have accused a foreign executive with the British pharmaceutical company GlaxoSmithKline of ordering his people to bribe Chinese doctors to help sell Glaxo products. Now, in the U.S., if a foreign business executive gets caught breaking the law and convicted, there is jail, just like everyone else. But the possibility of jail in China is giving many foreign business people pause. We're joined by Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz in Shanghai. Morning, Rob.
Good morning, David.
So China's government will now prosecute a gentleman named Mark Riley, the foreign executive for Glaxo, a bribery case. How is the foreign business community reacting to this?
Yeah, I think many here are scared. You know, going after a foreign executive like this is unprecedented. And in this case, the executive in question actually came back to China to assist with this investigation, in all likelihood because he felt safe because it's rare for a non-ethnic Chinese foreign executive to be prosecuted for this sort of thing in China.
Why do you think this might be happening now?
Well, Chinese leader Xi Jinping is doing his best to show the people that the party is going to root out corruption. And I spoke with Jim McGregor, a longtime China hand and author of 1 Billion Customers, about this. And here's what he said.
When China has troubles and they want to clean up an industry or stop certain practices, they usually will go after the foreign companies because they aren't connected politically like a state-owned company who, you know, is connected to all kinds of people. And it's very complicated to go after them because you affect a whole network of people, whereas foreign companies are a bit of a free fire zone.
But what about the Chinese companies? They're not going to be absolved from any investigations.
Yeah, you know, some of them are investigated from time to time. But what's interesting about this story is if they're going to charge GSK with giving millions of dollars of bribes in China, what about the other side of the bribes? It's likely there's government officials, doctors, you name it, who took these alleged bribes. But in China, it's rare that an investigation will focus on that side.
Marketplace's Rob Schmitz in Shanghai. Thank you.
Thanks, David.
From Turkey comes word today of a terrible fire in a coal mine about 300 miles southwest of Istanbul near the city of Soma. At least 205 miners are known dead. The BBC's Selin Giret has more from Turkey.
Turkey has been on the edge, waiting for some good news about the trapped miners. But as hours passed by, the picture now looks even gloomier. News channels show footage of the relatives gathered anxiously at the state hospital where the injured are taken. Ambulances come and go. Social media is buzzing with reactions to the accident. Some complain about the lack of mine security, an issue which Turkey does not have a good record on.
The BBC's Selin Giret. The explosion happened during a shift change, making it tougher to estimate how many miners may still be trapped. Now let's do the numbers. The FT 100 stock index in London is down more than a 10% right now. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are all down at the moment.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reputation.com, advising that people should check their online search results because search results define you or your business. Learn more at Reputation.com. By CIT. For over 100 years, CIT has provided lending, leasing, and advisory services to small and middle market businesses. More at CIT.com. And by Citrix GoToMeeting, connecting people in face-to-face online meetings so they can collaborate from anywhere. More at GoToMeeting.com.
Wall Street tends to attract the best and the brightest because of the crazy pay and the cushy work conditions. Manufacturing in America also wants the best and brightest talent, but there are challenges. First, there's the ever-present danger of outsourcing overseas. But there's also a problem that manufacturing work is seen as grimy. Marketplace's Mark Garrison reports from Connecticut on how the industry is fighting back.
The MFG4 convention in Hartford is mostly dudes in polos and khakis, networking, checking out machines. But gaze lower and you'll notice smaller conference goers.
Wait,
let me
see.
Can I see?
Oh my God.
Young students are here on a field trip. Here's sixth grader Isabella Galm's idea of manufacturing.
Boring stuff, like making clothes and stuff.
She's in a magnet school engineering class. Debbie Holton of the manufacturing group SME wants tech-savvy young people like her to get a different view.
We encourage manufacturers to open up their doors.
What I'm going to do is just run you a very high-speed part to show you how quick these machines are. They're really cool.
The students' day includes a visit to Trumpf, a nearby industrial laser plant. They get a kick out of the light show as a super-fast machine sears a pattern into metal.
It's warm.
Yep, just a little bit.
Trumpf manager Annette Doyle says she just needs to get people inside and show them that modern American factories are clean and safe, not the grimy assembly lines of the past.
A lot of people, it seems to me, still have pictures out of history books in their minds when it comes to manufacturing.
But manufacturing has another image problem. Alliance for American Manufacturing President Scott Paul believes the more pressing image issue is job insecurity.
The kids I talk to are not dumb. I mean, they have seen waves of manufacturing layoffs, including, in many circumstances, some of their parents.
Some 6 million U.S. manufacturing jobs disappeared last decade. Only 500,000 new ones have come back since. Robot laser show-and-tells won't work if folks don't believe the comeback is real. After a full day of high tech, Isabella Gall boards her school bus with a new view of manufacturing.
What do you think it is now?
I think it's basically the future.
Okay, one down. But manufacturers will need a lot more converts. In Connecticut, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.
And who is that on the board of a venture capital company in Hong Kong? Oh, that's just Vital. Not a person, but a piece of software. Deep Knowledge Ventures has put an algorithm on its board of directors, according to a piece in Business Insider. Vital is supposedly good at crunching big data and will soon get one vote on whether the firm invests in a particular venture. Again, Vital is software, not a humanoid robot or anything, so its seat at the boardroom table is metaphorical, not literal. That vote it gets will be real. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Take American technology and Chinese money, and you might be able to get some surprising results.
I think very few realize that the Chinese government is putting anywhere from $60 to $80 billion a year, every year for the next 10 years, into clean tech-related investments.
I'm Kai Rizdal. That story and the rest of the day's business news next time on Marketplace from APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us.
Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.